Policy, Planning and Information, and Chandam Lenga, a source officer at the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries, in connection with investigations into the Sustainable Livestock Infrastructure Management Project. ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Philippe Kisanga, said the arrest following investigations into the alleged misappropriation of part of the $10 million project fund meant for livestock infrastructure development. Mr. Sanga said the funds were allegedly diverted to a scheme of illicit transactions and asset acquisition. He said Mr. Mwanga, 49, has been charged with two counts of possession of property, reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime, and two counts of concealment of property, contrary to the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act. Mr. Sanga said the suspected proceeds of crime are estimated at 11.1 million kwacha and include a motor vehicle, government bonds, and a house. She said Ms. Malenga, 33, has been charged with one count of possession of property, reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime, and two counts of concealment of property. Mr. Sanga said the arrest bring the number of suspects in the CMP case to 9. Vice President Ntale Nalumango says the school feeding program has significantly improved learners' concentration and academic performance while also easing the burden on many families. Speaking during the 30th anniversary celebrations of the Forum for African Women Educationalists of Zambia last evening, Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Kelvin Mambre, who read the speech on behalf of the Vice President, the government is encouraged by the program's positive impact on girls' school attendance. Mrs. Nalimango has noted that the initiative has helped reduce absenteeism among girls, and particularly those affected by poverty and household responsibilities.
The school-feeding program has not only improved efficiency and academic performance, but has also increased the burden on families. We are particularly encouraged by the positive impact this program has had on girls' attendance, helping to reduce absenteeism, links to poverty and household responsibilities. Government also recognizes that mental hygiene and appropriate sanitation facilities contributed to girls using restrooms during the menstrual cycle. In fact, research has shown that without support in this area, about 50 days of women is missed by girls that come from vulnerable communities.
And Kaweza National Chairperson Enala Mwase said, despite the organization's achievements over the past 3 decades, many girls still face challenges that threaten their education, including poverty, teenage pregnancy, child marriage, and gender-based violence.
As we celebrate Kaweza's impact, we are aligned to the fact that poverty, teenage pregnancy, child marriage, and gender-based violence
Government has given 14 hectares of land in Lusaka to the common market for Eastern and Southern Africa. The land located near the National Heart Hospital on the way to Tumekanda International Hospital is meant for the construction of commercial headquarters. Speaking during the handover ceremony yesterday, Minister of Transport and Logistics Permanent Secretary Cedric Malishaka said government looks forward to construction work taking off and will give the necessary support to facilitate for all purchases.
You know, we are excited and looking forward to seeing all the support that is necessary to ensure participation. So, where the matter relates to us as government, we can really assure you that we do our utmost and best to facilitate the process and make sure that we will find the structure to solve it. We speak to government.
And receiving the land, Commissioner Secretary General Tshilisa Katoke paid tribute to the Zambian government for supporting the regional body.
The current plan is for the headquarters, it's also for a hotel and a conference facility and a retail area. Yeah, so those are mainly the support. And we are supposed to build a whole legal facility from the Zambia.
Meanwhile, Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Permanent Secretary William Walia expressed happiness that the project will finally take off, with consultations having started in the 1980s.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Zambia Metrology Agency has launched the onboarding of its services onto the government service bus and is aimed at improving service delivery. Speaking during the launch, ZMA Board Chairperson Musamala Nirongo has described the development as a master.